don't know. They lack knowledge. And guess what? Transferring knowledge, knowledge is sown in peace. If because of your age, people that have pride in their heart, they won't listen. Some people only listen to the people that were above them in ministry. They don't have ears to hear. If Jesus don't come to them the way he wanted to, they won't listen. And I mean, there's a lot of people that way. I heard people say they only listen to that pastor. if you know a man like Henry Groove, you ever heard of Henry Groove? No. I only listen to my pastor. Every Christian need to listen to Henry Groover. And also, every Christian need to hear what the Ugandan pastor preached. Every Christian in the world need to hear what the Ugandan pastor taught. The Lord opened his shoulder. He said, if I was coming to get my bride, I'd have left you. Now, this is hopefully it's still on YouTube. So, a few years ago, somebody let him preach at their church in America. And he talked about what happened to him. Everybody, there are men of God that people need to hear. It's like sometimes Christians are afraid that they're going to be persuaded or deceived by somebody that God raised up. Everything is not like you think in the first place. And one person, we all know in part, to get the full revelation, there's no, just like in yesterday's broadcast, you got to have a relationship with God. You got to relate to him. And yesterday's broadcast, the Lord called it menorahs, because we transfer light. We transfer oil, which makes light. We receive God's word and we transfer it to others, just like the menorah. I love God. He think of everything. I said, Lord, what are you going to call this broadcast? He give me the title after I do the broadcast mostly. He said, menorahs. I said, now that's God all day. I love it. So when God give us things to cure, not curse, he told me what was happening. When the enemy starts a strike fire, he can divide a church till it splits. And then it mocks God. It's designed to mock God. I went to a church and it split. And it hurt a lot of people. And me and some of the other ministers, we got together and had church at Steve Glover's house. And we continued the move of God. And that's where the Lord showed me that vision. Let not my people lack knowledge. I've seen good things. Christians don't win every battle. I've seen people lose battles. Ultimately, we win. But I've been in situations where I was on the losing end of a battle. When Refuge Temple split, that was designed to hurt people. But you don't have to live there. You can go forward. And I love that church, and I love the people. They were good. They were good people, and we had a good pastor. And you know, the mistakes were made, but people did what they did. When the enemy starts a strife fire, he'll do it over anything, not just tithes. But that's a common problem. So, if you're going to do warfare, which ministry is warfare, sometimes it's uncomfortable. You may have to get a job to supplement the ministry. It's better to do that and stay out of strife. Another pastor, he trusted the person doing the money, which happened to be his mom. He said, I don't want to see the tithes. I don't want to. He put himself in a position where he couldn't get in strife over it. He said, I don't want to know who's tithing and who's not. And he told the congregation this. Some people were tithed with motives. So if you tithing with motives, he don't know whether you tithing with motives or not. If you're not tithing at all, he going to treat you the same. Sometimes you have to do that. You have to disconnect yourself from things that, you know, David counted the troops. He counted the people. and it causes a serious problem. See, anything that can change your focus can get you on the path of idolatry. You don't need to look at how many people is under your command. You need to look at God. Even these broadcasts, I don't know how many people click on and listen, because I did not put a counter on my website. I want to focus on the Lord. And I got that from the pastor that said that he don't know who's tithing and who's not. Some people would disagree. They want to know, well, can you handle not getting in strife with people that's upcoming and they're not, they don't have everything together yet? One thing you got to remember, tithes was made before the law. Tithes is also worship. The only way God will receive it is if it is worship. And people try to blend it into the law. Everybody should tithe, but first you need to know why you tithe. You need to be obedient to God. Well, somebody would say, well, tithing is obedience. Well, guess what? The Gentiles didn't know about tithing. They didn't tithe. First they had to get devoted to God. Paul had to make tents. I told you, ministry is warfare. Warfare is uncomfortable. He made tents to do what he did. He made tents. He went to a city. He preached. And whoever would give. They might not. Most didn't. But eventually, they did. They learned those things. Once it made sense to them and they could do it in confidence and in worship, then they were able to help the Jews. See, people don't stay. If you love God, you want to do something. I used to listen to WDJC all day. And I used to listen to all the artists. And I'll never forget Keith Green. He was so anointed in song. I miss people like that. That man was anointed, and he sung some of the best worship songs ever done. I had a heart. I wanted to know God. I wanted to believe him. I wanted to be used by him. I wanted to represent him. I wanted everybody to know the peace that I was enjoying. I had peace, and I was learning things. And I wanted to do something. I'm 20 years old. I want to do something. When you're 20 years old, you got energy. You want to do something. And I don't want to get in trouble. And the other guys at the church were the same way. That's why it was easy. I couldn't see people being impure. That wasn't a thing. The kind of people I was around, we were pure in heart. Even with the struggles we had, we wanted to do right. And we were motivated. So we would get together every Friday and clean up the church and vacuum it and dust the pews and wash the baptism pool. And then we'll go bowling or something or go get something to eat. And we'll be talking about messages and listening to Bishop Bonner while we were doing it. And sometimes we listen to messages from Elder Lewis on the tape. Because we were hungry for God. We wanted to do something. Well, that was my first love, and I'm the same way now. I just do it different. I fix cars so I can preach on the radio. Because I couldn't afford to preach on the radio. And I had to live too. And so God gave me this business. And it's doing well. I can do more than preach on the radio. Now I'm finally, I've been through all the storms. I had to pay child support. I was divorced before. I had to pay child support for years. And I couldn't afford to be on the radio. You can still do good for God. And God loves us. He cares about us. And things in life happen. But you don't have to let it stop you. That's a choice. Ministry is warfare. Warfare can be uncomfortable until you win. You'll win. But you got to do it God's way. You don't have to get in strife. You don't have to lack knowledge. And you don't have to be afraid of change. God cares about every part of our life. And the healing process that began with salvation will continue in you. When you, the pastors that got in strife, that strife got into it found itself in the congregation. Once people are in strife with you, they can't learn the same. It's a hindrance to how they hear you and how they learn. But if you know what to watch out for, and now that's just one thing. How many more things is Satan getting away with? Because we know only the Holy Spirit can bring us back to balance. You have to obey him. Fill your heart with his word, which is the knowledge of love. Love everybody like Jesus loved you. You don't have to know everything, but when people know you love them, they will respect you again. Anything you did to offend, try to make it right. Ask them to forgive you. Tell them you wasn't smart enough to figure it out, but now I know better and we're going to do this. And love them sincerely. Some people may forgive, some may not, but love them anyway. And ask the Lord to do the healing process. And then once people can hear you and know you care about them, then you treat them like they matter. And you have to, a real pastor has to hear. You got to learn to listen to what people are going through. And listen not only to the people, but to the Lord. And let them tell you all the things they're going to tell you, but don't say anything. And ask the Lord, how do I deal with this? Everybody's different. I remember my boss said, I can get anybody in the shop to do whatever needs to be done, but I have to treat everybody's different. I can't do one differently. And he was wise enough to know this. Then there was another boss tried to make everybody do the same. I said, that ain't gonna work. You got, everybody's different. You got to handle people differently. But now we have the Holy Spirit. Now my boss had enough sense to know that everybody's different. But by the Holy Spirit, at the right time, you'll say the right thing. And you'll pray. You know, the wisdom you have, not saying you don't have wisdom, but the wisdom you have will be enhanced. And the wisdom you don't have will be given. All by the Holy Spirit and paying attention. And don't make the foolish choice of ignoring what the blessings that God sends. Sometimes people don't see others as a godsend. I was not always seen as a godsend, but I had the message that God gave, which caused me to be a godsend. Some people benefited, some more than others. But they didn't hate me, but they didn't. Men don't like to feel upstaged. But I rejoice when somebody preached better than me. I'm thankful to learn. I don't care who it is and how young they are, how old they are. If they say something to bless me, I will not forget it because that came from God. And that's the attitude that needs to be adopted. And it can only be transferred through leadership, whether it's from God to man or from God to the pastor, to the people, or from God through the apostle or any minister that he has. People have to see the living ways of God as a way of life in order for it to be light for them. And then they'll change. Otherwise, they're going to process life the way they already do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Stay in victory. And enjoy the process, the healing process of salvation. God loves us all.